Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I know we've been absent from the airwaves for the last 2 weeks, and yeah, we've been doing that parent stuff. You know, it's time for our younger daughter to start looking at colleges, so that's what we've been busy doing, just, you know, visiting schools or participating in programs for different colleges. So that's what we did last week anyway. And the week before that, we had a house filled with people. And we just, we're not able to fit the program in. So, you know, we had a good time with our friends who they were visiting from out of state. So thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia and for staying with us. And I think that the discussion this evening is a really important one, and it's an insightful one, and it's a necessary one. But before I do that, let me see if I can drag Raymond's eyes from the World Cup football screen so he can say good evening.
You have to.
That you're the guest co-host, okay. And you are my awesome husband. So,
good evening. See, I'm listening.
Okay. So, Raymond, the topic this evening is one that you proffered, you put forward. And the topic is one of, you know, taking risks,
right.
When to take risks, do we take risks, and what kind of risks do we take, what kind of risks, you know, do we engage in, and when are risks appropriate, and do we even do them? So, you know, I've been kind of looking at some of the thoughts out there about risk-taking.
Right.
And everybody, I would say, there's not one person that we know or that we don't know,
right,
who does not in some way harbor a dream.
Mm.
Harbor a dream for something that they want to do.
Mm.
And more often than not, when you have a dream, the dream is going to require you to step out of your comfort zone and to perhaps engage in a behavior that might not be considered safe.
Mm-hmm.
And is that where you were going with this topic?
I think where I was going, my initial thought when I, you know, I had the idea, was it is such a delicate thing, and obviously it's an individual thing. Taking a risk, having a dream, you know, a risk could be anything.
Right, going to school.
Going to school, a risk, a dream could be anything. You know, should I leave this job? Should I look for another job? Is that a better job? Is it a good time to leave? Have I been here long enough? Should I stay longer? Should I leave? Did I stay too long? You know, did I miss opportunities to grow? Am I glad I stayed so that I grew? So it comes in so many different shapes and sizes in our lives. You know, for children, should I change schools? Should I stay in this school? Should I go to that school? So that was in the context I was thinking. When you make decisions, anything that has a risk, it's not automatic. It's not like sneezing and bless you. It's more of, it requires thought, and it's a challenge, and it has consequences, good or bad. It's a risk, therefore there's an expected reward. So it was like, how much risk should one take? At what point do you say, if I don't go further, I won't realize the dream. If I have gone too far, I have risked too much. So where is that balance where you guard against being overly extended, but you are still inspired enough to keep going at it. So that was my, that was the basis of my thought in terms of how do you responsibly balance that? And not all risks are going to be equally weighted, obviously. Some are going to be more so than others. And in its own proportion, how do you do that?
Hmm. Okay. So, so determining how much, or do you want to, how much do you want to go after?
Right. Can I just give an example? I mean, for all of us who ever drive down White Plains Road, I think if you drive down White Plains Road 2 days in a row, you'll see different businesses, one or two different businesses each day. So someone took a risk, and someone opened a store, a restaurant, or whatever. And the people in the awning business, I think, are making out like bandits because there's a new awning every day. So when you decide to open a restaurant, someone came to your house and said, oh, you're such a good cook. You should open a restaurant. Every time I come to your house, you make such great meals, right? You should open a restaurant. So you've always probably heard that enough, and you've wanted to, and you took the risk, invested your hard-earned money and your time, and maybe even quit your job. Whatever you know, and so these are the type of things I'm saying. How do you know that you are not, you won't be as successful as you would like to be unless you put it all in?
So that quote that we're reading right now, it says, the only way to find true happiness is to risk being completely cut open.
Right.
Do you believe that?
God.
And is that...
It sounds... I'm going to say yes, but it's because it is so scary. It is so mind-blowing, you know, that... But it is so free at the same time. I think there's so, it's so liberating.
So do you believe that?
Yes. Can I live that?
Yeah.
Is the thing.
Right. So I think that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Is that you can think something, you can believe something, right? Because it's thoughts, beliefs, and action.
Right.
So you can think it.
Right.
You can, you know...
Right.
Cognitively embrace it.
Right.
You can't emotionally and psychologically believe it.
Right.
But can you actually
take
perform it? Yeah,
yeah.
Do it. Could you, you know, to find true happiness, could you just step off the cliff
and fly? Can you do that? If you somehow think, if I don't fly,
I fail,
I will fall. Or do you only do that? Can you only do that if the only thing you can see, feel, and breathe is flying?
Right. I think that's probably what hinders a lot of us. I'm going to throw myself into that because I think that's where I live. Is that you only see...
Mm-hmm.
Succeeding, the flying,
right,
as the only outcome, right, the only successful outcome.
Right.
So if anything else happens, you
okay.
see that as failure.
Right.
And so therefore, most of us
right.
choose not to jump off that cliff.
Is that a bad thing?
Well,
because not all cliffs are equally.
No, but
weighted.
So do you live then on the edge of the cliff? Or would you be content to live just at the edge of the cliff, wondering what it might have been like to fly?
You asked me something interesting. You said something interesting. Maybe we can explore that in another program, but it just flashed across my mind. Well, you talked about what you said, the idea of do we have to get to a certain place? Do we have to bottom out in some way, somehow?
Oh, yeah, that's...
Do we have to get to a place where the only
there
place...
There are no to go.
Right.
Exactly.
So because then some people end up being... successful and taking what people would consider the ultimate risk, but what did they have to lose? So what was the risk?
What do you think? What do you mean?
As you said, if you get to the bottom where you have lost your job, you have your wife or your husband has left you, whatever kind of
stuff
in your
but
life.
But if you did that, if you got to that place because you took a risk.
No, I'm just saying you're there. You are there. You are at this bottom.
And
you said,
you
know what? Everything that I have left, I am going to harness this and I'm going to take a risk at something. I'm going to open that restaurant. I am going to invest in that business. I am going to put everything in my car and go from door to door and sell product X. Before I lost my job, before all these things happened, I probably thought about it, but I probably thought it's not the best way. It's not the safest chance to take. I can only do it on Saturday evenings. I can only do it after work. Now you're doing it full bore because there is no work. There's nothing else.
Right. So therefore, is that taking a chance if you are left with no option?
I don't see it the same. No. I don't see it the same.
So let's take a look at this.
The risk is based on what you have. I think you measure the risk against what you have to lose if it doesn't work.
There's this article that was written by Mark Chernoff that talks about 8 chances unhappy people never take. Right?
8 chances
unhappy people never
unhappy
take.
Unhappy people never take.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the chance of one of the first chances he discusses is that we should always think about how what we do will help others. By giving a hand to others, we give ourselves a chance at being happier. Because some of the most unhappy people are people who are always thinking, what's in this
for me?
For me.
Mr. Wonderful. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you help others, when you celebrate their strengths, when you look for and encourage other people to succeed, then in doing that, you are helping yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Right? So then, he talks about these,
But what's the risk there?
Well, because you're going to take a chance. A lot of people, Raymond, a lot of people feel like if I'm helping you...
I'm not helping myself.
As a matter of fact, I'm hurting myself.
Because I'm giving you... I'm sharing with you. I'm taking from myself.
A lot of people operate in that realm where they feel like if I am helping you... then you're going to get ahead of me.
Yeah. Sorry. I hear that. But I hear you. I understand that. But I see it so much in the complete opposite.
Right. But most people don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the next thing he discusses is saying, take a chance on your dignity and your self-worth. And we just talked about it. It says, sometimes you get knocked down so low that you have nowhere else to go. That's the only way you can stand up taller than you were before. Is that you were knocked down so low.
Right?
So that you can see that all that you can see is possibility. Because there's like no more failure to experience.
Right.
And we just talked about this too, which is not seeing the only outcome as success, right? The only one outcome as success. So even if you fell... rather than flew,
right.
The fact that you left the cliff
is
success because it's progress.
God, that is so deep in the context of saying the belief that you have to have in that, is to be resilient.
Right, because how he describes it is to say you take a chance on imperfection.
There is imperfection in perfection.
No, there's imperfection. There's perfection in imperfection.
Perfection. As well. Yeah.
Right? So,
where do you think most people live? Where do you think?
I think most people live on the edge of the cliff.
The what ifs, and I wish I could. I want to, but
I can talk myself out of it with 100 reasons why I shouldn't.
So it's only the 1%ers that really truly just walk that path. And
that's why there's only 1% of people that are so fierce.
And some people fall into it by accident.
I don't think it's accident.
You don't think there's any such thing as an accident?
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
No.
Hmm.
So living in the present moment, and that's what mindfulness is for me.
Hmm.
It's about being in the present moment.
Hmm.
The search for happiness is sometimes the main reason for unhappiness. enjoy your life today. Don't wish for it to be, you know, don't look for better days ahead. Don't think about what tomorrow was. Just be in the moment today and be experiencing the perfection of now. You know, because that's what happens. A lot of people are either looking back or in the future, and they miss the present of now. What do you think?
I guess personally I caught myself there that said, you know, you have 1,000 ideas, 1,000 risks that you could take to varying degrees, and some that are a larger risk for someone else is not as significant for you, because to me I measure risk by what you lose, what you could potentially lose, not so much what you like, what you gain. And as you said, you justify not taking a particular risk or a group of risks based on, you logically come to that conclusion, and it makes sense.
You can talk yourself out of anything.
Right. But then could you talk yourself, how do you talk yourself
into something?
Into something that says, that makes sense.
It's very difficult, and I
because
think very few of us
something.
Can do that.
It requires, if it requires time, it requires finances.
It requires faith.
It requires energy. It requires just, yes, faith, belief, all of that, you know? But it also requires you to say, it's okay if it doesn't work, I think.
Yeah, but see, that's what
I'm believing that.
But most of us, we are not able to do that. We are not able to evolve to that.
And maybe
space.
That, I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing. It's a normal, natural thing that we do that.
It is. But to take a chance on your heart and intuition. Happiness comes more easily when you feel good about yourself and not wanting or needing the approval of someone else.
Happiness. Say it again. Say it again.
Happiness comes more easily when you feel good about yourself. I'm not looking for others to validate you.
Hmm.
You know, listening to your own intuition. Because, believe it or not, and I think that is true, he says, it really, rarely leads you astray.
What?
Your intuition. If it doesn't feel good, then likely it's not going to be good. Live your truth and be sure you aren't the one who's disappointed in the end. I think living your truth is really important because no matter what we do, somebody will be disappointed. Somebody will be likely hurt or offended. But it's about, yeah, living your own truth and recognizing that following your intuition, you know, because it rarely leads you wrong.
That's true. I agree. And I think it's when you deviate from that intuition that you probably do things or say things.
Yeah, you know, so take a chance on feeling vulnerable. And I think that's kind of what you were alluding to just now. You know, not opening up ourselves to the fear, not being raw and exposed.
Right. But there's such a safety, though, that says, I'm not going to lose anything because I didn't risk. Or, you know, if I go back to where my thought was in my head, you know, the worst I can do is to lose 10 cents on that dollar. So, but I can only gain what $10 would
gain
you.
Would bring you.
Maybe it needed the whole dollar for you to realize the whole mission. Not just the whole dollar in terms of value of currency, but time and all the things that goes along with that measure. You know, and that's it. I think me personally, I think I'm the one. I risked the 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thank God I made 2 cents on the 10 cents, and I didn't lose the whole dollar.
Right. So I think, yeah, that's playing with fear, right?
Right.
And I think we do that emotionally as well. Like, people kind of like, I'm not going to give my whole heart
right.
because that might expose me to greater pain, right? And so you love kind of that safe, cautious way.
Safe, cautious.
You know?
I think all of us can find things in our lives and, and sometimes it's not even so much you talk yourself out of it. It's that, you believe it and then someone else talks you out of it.
Right.
Someone else put that, you're on your own, and in your head it's safe. The idea is safe. It's not going to cause you any harm. It's just a thought, and you're going, and it's wonderful, But, again, it works both ways. Where someone's like, that's a crazy idea. What are you, stupid? That's such a risk. You could lose everything, And sometimes they are right. Sometimes it is a crazy idea that you ran with because it's a safe place in your head. And you can manipulate it and make it any which way you want, and you can dream it, and you can realize it, and you can all of those things. Then you verbalize it to someone. You give it life outside of your own body, where it's just you who control this. And that person said for the first time, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds crazy, right?
That just crush you. That just really...
But that's where we go back to following your gut and intuition.
And have you thought of this? No, I haven't thought.
Right, because I think that becomes really important.
But if you check the gut and intuition, really though, sometimes it's not so much the gut and intuition that is feeding your thought. It's your ego. It's your emotion. It's your greed. Sometimes look at saying money, and you start multiplying it. Well, if I sell $10 each, and I can send a million people per day.
But you know what? But I think you want to be deliberate, and you want to be focused in terms of and reasonable in terms of what you're doing, and have you been a good steward in terms of preparation? Because those things still work. You can't just say, "Oh, I got a good idea. I'm just gonna fly with it," like that.
No.
You still gotta put things in place. Processes in place to help you be, accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Right.
And then being willing to try it again if necessary when you don't do it the first time.
And what did you learn by it? And I guess you learn things along the way as you are taking that chance. If you risk enough, if you expose enough, if you invest enough, you will learn something while it's not working, right? You might, you will have to be willing to then learn and to adjust and continue down that path. Because it could be the first time something goes wrong, it's like, oh, see, it's not working, you bail. And 2 minutes later,
right,
that exact thought and idea someone else see you have, with a small twist, realize your dream.
Right. And perhaps you were just there, right?
Yeah.
So maybe just one more ram, one more push,
right,
one more attempt would have been the attempt that would
have
made it.
That.
Right.
You have to be able to
be willing to try that again.
Yeah.
Because I think that this is about not living your life with regret. Living
right.
your life in such a way that you are taking the chances, you are taking the risk, you're
right.
willing to invest in yourself and your dream.
Right.
And not give up.
It's hard, though.
It is hard
because listening to you saying, living your dream.
I think that's what I want to do a series on this.
Right.
It's like really important.
Yeah, living your dream, and you see taking that. But at the same time, you say to yourself, if I go all in, I could crush all the other dreams, all the things that I have now acquired. I could risk and lose all of that. I could lose whatever dream I now have.
And then you
by
start
facing,
again. And then
but again, I have to go back to, can I feel that? Can I believe that?
Am I fearful?
Exactly. Do I have a support system that around me that said, you know what, young man, young lady, whatever, take this risk. We are with you. We might not wholeheartedly at the moment buy into it, but we see the passion. We see where you're going. You have explained it. You are living it. Therefore, let's go. As opposed to, I'm not too sure about that. Because the minute you put doubt in it, there is it changes
right.
the whole
so,
thing.
So I think going back to, you know, to the point that was raised,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping others. And so I think if you help others, then people might want to help you too, right? The reciprocity, you know? Believing in yourself. Believing that your dreams are worth fighting for, and that if you have conceived it and, you know, you're being reasonable and rational and passionate, that it's worth, you know, to stop dreaming about it and to start doing it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to risk taking that chance, jumping off the cliff,
mm-hmm.
and not seeing flying as the only option, but the fact that you fell
mm-hmm.
as progress, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then being in the moment, not thinking about, well, I failed yesterday, so I'm not going to try again tomorrow.
Right.
Or I might fail tomorrow, so I'm not going to try it today. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then trusting your gut, trusting your intuition to say, you know what? I don't need anybody to approve this for me. I think it's a good idea, and I think I should just try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, doing the right thing even when nobody's watching. Just kind of operating in a moral way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
I don't know. It's one of the things, I'll be honest. It's something that I don't know about others, that I wrestle with at times in terms of, you know, the part about doing for others and stuff. I'm at peace with myself with that. I am emotionally invested in trying to make someone else's life. And it feeds my soul in terms of knowing that someone is better off because I helped. But the personal risk, you know, the calculated, the piece that believes that if I fall down or I can get up again from certain risks, at times it's a difficult one. It is a difficult one. And I don't know, you know, how they get easier. I guess you figure out in your own life.
You know, do you think that gets easier as you get older? Or
I don't know.
Do you think?
I think there's a threshold. You know, like, maybe, all right, I don't know if this is a crazy example or whatever. You know, like, you're younger and you get to become a teenager and you fuss over, it matters to you what you had on and how you dressed, and as you got older and you become a young adult and, you know, fashionable and you want to, and as you get older, till you get to a point where you don't care what you have on anymore.
Right, but you get to a point, I think it's different with your dreams.
No, I don't know.
I think it's different with your dreams where you go, it's almost like it goes the other way. Like, young people will just kind of jump and say,
sure, I have nothing to
do. Then as you get older, you cross over where you're like, well, I've gotten this.
Right.
And
I don't
want to
risk
lose
it.
This.
Yeah.
So let me hold on to this and not take that risk.
Right.
So I think that's the crossover that happens.
Okay.
You know. So, you know, but life is a journey. It really is a journey.
Right.
And it's a journey that we get to do but one time.
Right.
So, you know,
There's no do-over.
So what
90 seconds.
What's our take?
I think we should continue to talk about this. But I mean, can I say this? For anyone who's listening to this, in terms of whether you archive it and listen to it, you were watching the World Cup, you know, let's schedule it ahead in weeks in advance, so people are able to call in and share with on your Facebook page or just whatever thoughts that you might have, you know, so we can talk about that as well rather than just from our perspective.
Right,
I think
right.
You know,
I'd love
here,
to do that.
Yeah.
So
60 seconds.
It would be very helpful for me. So until next time.
Yeah, Argentina won. Penalty kicks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.